வாசுதேவாய
ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய
ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய.
ஹரே கிருஷ்ணன். Today is Srila Shivash Thakur's appearance day, so we will discuss about Shivash Thakur, and also today is the disappearance day of our very dear godbrother Shihar Swami Maharaj, so we will also discuss about his life. So we all go going to the verse, Bhagavatam verse today, we will leave it for tomorrow. And today we will discuss one very special verse that we practically sing every day, that is indicating Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance, Krishna's appearance as Panchatattva. We'll start off with that verse. How many of you know this verse? Please raise your hand. Panchatattvatmakam Krishna Bhaktarupa Sarvam. So we can recite this verse together.
Panchatattvatmakam Krishna Bhaktarupa Sarvam Bhaktarupa Bhaktarupa Mahamaya Bhaktarupa.
But we will do it in our regular style. I will say one line and you will read it out. And that way those who don't know the verse will be able to remember.
Panchatattvatmakam Krishna Bhaktarupam Swarupam Bhaktavataram Bhaktyakhyam Namami Bhaktashaktikam. Panchatattvatmakam Krishna Bhaktarupa Swarupam Bhaktavataram Bhaktyartham Namami Bhaktashaktikam. Panchatattvatmakam Krishna Bhaktarupa Swarupam Bhaktavataram Bhaktyakhyam Namami Bhaktashaktikam.
So Krishna appears as Panchatattva. Panchatattvatmakam Krishna. And what are these Panchatattvas? What are the five features in which Krishna appears? He appears as Bhakta Rupa. That Bhakta Rupa of Sri Krishna is Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Bhakta Swarupa. Who is Bhakta Swarupa? Krishna Swayam Prakash is Balaram. So Balaram has appeared as Bhakta Swarup Nityananda. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda. Then Bhakta Avatar Mahavishnu has appeared as Bhakta Avatar Sri Advaita Acharya. Bhaktavataram and Bhaktyartham. As a devotee, that devotee is Narad Muni. Narad Muni appears as Shivashtha. And Bhakta Shakti. The Bhakta Shakti, Bhakta Potency, Srimati Radharani has appeared as Gadadhara. So in this way, Krishna appears as Panchatattva. In Srimad Bhagavatam, it has been described that Krishna will appear assuming a golden complexion, Krishna Varnam, Pisha Krishnam. And how will he appear? Sangha Panga Prapasha. He'll appear with Sangha. He himself will appear with his associate, his expansion and associate. Sangha, Upanga, and Pasha. Sa Panga and Upa Panga. His answer and his Kala. His expansions and expansions of his expansions. And he will appear with his associate, Parsha. He also will appear with Astra, his weapon. Krishna always comes with a weapon. But this time, he came with a very special weapon. Therefore, there is this mention of what is that very special weapon? This very special weapon is love. He uses the weapon to kill the demon. But in this incarnation, he will use a very special weapon to kill the demon. And that weapon is love. With love, he will conquer. He loves to destroy the demons. And how will he distribute that love? How will one receive this love? Krishna prem. One will get the Krishna prem through the chanting of the Holy Name. Therefore, this very special weapon is the Holy Name, is the love. Also another aspect of this very special weapon, of this very special weapon, is his beauty. With his beauty he will conquer everyone's heart. No matter how hard-hearted, no matter how demoniac one is, but as soon as he sees his beauty, his heart will conquer. So this is a very, very special incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Why did he come as Panchatattva? Because he felt that alone he would be able to achieve this very special mission. He needed his army to be with him. And that army is his big associate, his entourage, his devotee. This mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very special. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Charitamrita describes that after Krishna performed his pastimes in Dwapar Yuga, Krishna considered, I reveal my Vrindavan pastimes, my Braja Leela. But how will one enter into this Braja Leela? How will one enter into this Vrindavan pastimes? Why it is so difficult to enter into Vrindavan pastimes? Because Vrindavan pastimes have a very special aspect. Krishna's Vaikuntha pastime consists of 2.5 melodies. Krishna's other pastimes, out of 5 melodies, Shanta, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, and Madhur, these pastimes have generally 2.5. That means Santara, Dasara, and partially Sakara. Sakara in the mood of awe and veneration. In this awe and veneration, in this reverence, friendship does not become properly manifested. There may be friendship, but if there is a friendship between a rich man and a poor man, sometimes it happens But the poor man always looks up to rich man, rich friends, with awe and reverence. Therefore, the friendship does not become fully manifest. And in other pastimes, Vatsalya is practical condition, not existing. One may say, well, what about Krishna's Mathura Lila, Dwarka Lila? There is Devaki Vasudev. In Ajodhya, Ramchandra's pastimes, there is Dasara and Kaushalya. But there also that Vatsalya is tinged, hindered with awe and reverence. Krishna is born as the son of the king Vasudeva. But as soon as Krishna showed his forearm form, immediately their parental affection turns into awe and reverence. Yeah, they considered that this is our child. Now this child is born, but Kamsa will come and Kamsa will kill. Their heart became filled with anxiety. Then Krishna assumed the forearm form to show that he is the Supreme Personality of God. But as soon as he saw his forearm form, immediately there, parental affection turned into awe and reverence. They started to offer prayers. And throughout their other encounters in Dwarka, they always maintain that attitude of awe and reverence towards Krishna, Vasudeva Krishna. But in Vrindavan, all the five levels are fully manifest. And actually, out of these five levels, two, Santa and Dasya, became subdued. The predominating levels are friendship, parental, and consumer. That's why Vrindavan is a very special place. In Vrindavan, Krishna is not God. In Vrindavan, Krishna is the object of love. And in that intense loving relationship, they forgot whether Krishna is God or not. The attitude of the devotees of Vrindavan is like, whether you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead or not, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter whether you are the Supreme Personality of God or not. What really matters is that we can live without Shiva. Our entire life revolves around Him. All the time we are completely obsessed with your thoughts. We can't think of anything else besides you. When we are with you, we are naturally thinking of you. But when we are separated from you, we are thinking of you. We can't think. And that is actually what love, that is love. That is what love is. Love causes total absorption of the thoughts of the other, total prostration. So that is what Vrindavan is. And another configuration of Vrindavan, specialty of Vrindavan pastimes, is that these three levels, friendship, surrender, and conjugal, normally these three relationships cannot be established with the Supreme Personality. In normal condition, it is not possible to develop these relationships with the Supreme Personality. Why? Because Jaya Shishirata Mahara Shiman Mahaprabhu Shakti Vrinda Ki Jaya Shishi Panchakatsa Ki जय श्री श्री प्रह्लाद सिंह देव गौर प्रेमान Why these three relationships are not normally possible to the Supreme Personality of Godhead is because friendship takes place between equals. Now, who will become equal to the Supreme Personality of Godhead? It's impossible to become equal to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, friendship is alone non-normal. Now, in friendship, at least they become equal, but in parental, in real relationship of parental, the parents are superior and the offspring is junior. Now, who can become greater than the Supreme Personality? That's why, as long as the understanding is there that Krishna is God, these relationships cannot become possible. Cannot possibly become manifest. These relationships cannot possibly develop. And madhurya, a relationship like between a lover and beloved. Therefore, in Vrindavan, Yogamaya makes a very special arrangement. Yogamaya makes everyone forget that Krishna, the object of their love, is the Supreme Personality of God. It is due to Yogamaya's arrangement, special arrangement, that these relationships can be fully developed in Vrindavan. And besides Vrindavan, these relationships are not possible. At least fully developed relationships of Sakya, Vastavya and Madhurya. That's where Krishna considered that how will anyone enter into Vrindavan? Nityananda Prabhu explained that point more elaborately in his instruction to Srila Jiva Goswami after teaching around Navadvipa Parikrama. After the Navati Parikrama, after showing Jiva Goswami different places of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime in Navati Mandal, Nityananda Prabhu was sitting down with Jiva Goswami and he told him that the same thing that Krishna considered, how will anyone enter into Vrindavan? Because a devotee generally renders a devotional service to Krishna in going following the rules and regulations of the scripture. That's the must. Devotee must render devotional service to the Lord following the rules and regulations of the scriptures or following Vaidhi. Because without following the rules and regulations of the scriptures, if devotional service is rendered, no matter how sincere it may be, it will simply create a disturbance. The Guru Goswami mentioned in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Shruti, Smriti, Puranadi, Pancharatra Vihindina, Vaikanti ki Hare Bhakti, Shruti, Shruti, Puranadi, Pancharatra Vihindina. Without following the instruction of the Shruti, the Vedas, Smriti, Upanishad, Puranadi, and Pancharatra Vihindina. If the devotional service was rendered without following the scriptures, daily scriptures, Vaikanti ki Hare Bhakti, no matter how sincere that devotion to Hari may be, Vaikanti ki Hare Bhakti, no matter how sincere it may be, it will simply create a disturbance. Utpat. Utpat riva. It will simply create disturbance. So devotional service to Krishna cannot be ended by following the rules and regulations. And by performing Vaidhi Bhakti, when one achieves perfection, he attains Vaikuntha. The goal, the destination of Vaidhi Bhakti is Vaikuntha. One renders devotional service following Vaidhi Bhakti, and when he achieves perfection, he will go to Vaikuntha. But Vrindavan is beyond. Vrindavan is beyond Vaikuntha. Actually, from Vaikuntha one cannot go to Vaikuntha. One cannot enter into it. This point also has been very beautifully explained by Śrīla Sanātana Goswāmī in his Brihat Bhāgavatam. In Brihat Bhāgavatam, Sanātana Goswāmī is explaining how a spirit soul, our living entity, Gopkumar, our devotee, is going back to the spiritual sky. Going back to the spiritual sky. Gradually, from earth planet, he's going to heavenly planet. Then, Mahaloka, Janaloka, Sakhayoka, and then beyond Sakhayoka, Brahma Jyoti, beyond Brahma Jyoti, Maheshwam, the abode of Lord Shiva. Then beyond the abode of Lord Shiva, Vaikuntha. And in the upper region of Vaikuntha, Ayodhya, then even beyond Ayodhya is Dwarka. Gopkumar is in Dwarka, associating with Krishna. And Krishna and the queens are bestowing their inconceivable affection to Gopkumar. But still, Gopkumar is not fully satisfied. His heart is not content. So Narada Muni detected that. When Narada Muni was in Dwarka, he saw Gopkumar. That his heart was still not fully content. And he asked, Gopkumar, you are in Dwarka. You are associating with Krishna. Krishna is bestowing so much affection upon you. And you are still not satisfied. What's the matter with you? And Gopkumar honestly admitted, yes, I know, I'm extremely fortunate, I'm receiving such inconceivable mercy of the Lord. But still, you see, my heart is not fully satisfied. My heart is hankering for somebody, a young boy who tends the cows in the forest, who has a piece of feather in his head, and who plays flute, and tells me what to do. Although I'm associated with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but my heart is hankering for someone else. So then Narada Muni said, okay, actually your attachment is to Krishna in Vrindavan. And he said, to go to Vrindavan, you have to go back to the earth planet. And in the earth planet, in Vrindavan, you have to perform Sankirtan. Sankirtan means calling out to the Lord with all the love of your heart. Calling out by His name. Holy names. He Govinda, He Govinda, He Govinda. And Gopkumar did that. He came back to the earth planet and in the forest of Vrindavan he started to perform Sankirtan, calling out to the Lord by His most wonderful names. And as a result of that, finally Gopkumar became qualified to enter. So in this way we can see that one cannot actually go to Vrindavan directly, even from Vaikuntha. So if one achieves the spiritual perfection in Vaikuntha, even in Dwarka, he won't be able to go to Vrindavan directly. He'll have to come back to the earth planet and become specially qualified to go to Vrindavan. So that's the point that has been explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita and elaborated by Nityananda Prabhu. that that's where Krishna was concerned, that by following the Vrihaspati one would be able to go to Vrindavan. So what did he do? In one hand, one will have to follow Vrihaspati, and by following Vrihaspati one will end up in Vrindavan. Okay. How to solve this problem? So this actually makes one point very clear. This makes one point very clear that the way to enter into Vrindavan is actually Radha-Nirvana. But one cannot jump, one cannot translate by the process and jump into Radha-Nirvana. The devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu have to be very, very careful about that. Where sometimes they get misplaced by some unfortunate individual. They say, in ISKCON, Prabhupada did not see everything. That now you have to come to me to learn Radha Mula to enter into it. But Nityananda will explain that point to this meeting. That how mistaken those individuals are, those who perceive such unfortunate persons. Without waiting. So one must follow waiting. Even Sri Krishna considered that. Therefore, to solve this problem, Krishna made a very wonderful relationship. Devotee will serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead by following the rules and regulations of the scriptures, waiting. And following Vaidhi-bhakti, one will go to Vaikuntha and one won't be able to go to Vrindavan. So how to solve the problem? Krishna solved the problem. He appeared as a devotee. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, when he appears as a devotee, and serving the devotee Supreme Personality of Godhead, devotee Krishna, following the rules and regulations of the scriptures, one becomes qualified to enter. Is it clear? This one? This is why Krishna came as Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna came as a devotee. And now, Vaidhi-bhakti means following the rules and regulations of the scripture. Rules and regulations of the scripture. Now, what is the instruction of the scripture? How this devotee Krishna should be worshipped? Yagai Sankirtanasthani Jagannati Sunya. By performing a very special kind of sacrifice, Yagya, known as Sankirtanasthani. This is how the devotee Krishna is worshipped. Sankirtan Yagya Kali Krishna Arata. Krishna, as a devotee, Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is worshipped by Sankirtan. And he made this, he himself established this process of sankirtan. Sankirtanam Patitaro Kamalaya Pakisho. He is the father of sankirtan. There are two fathers. It's a dual case. Pitaro, Pita is one father, Pitaro in Sanskrit. Pitaro is two. In Sanskrit there are three cases. Singular, dual, and plural. So clearly indicated. Two fathers. Who are those two fathers? Sankirtanaika Pitaro, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Nityananda. They are the propagators or founders of the Sankirtan. And when one worships this personality, Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the devotee Supreme Personality of Godhead, he becomes eligible to enter into Vrindavan. The way to enter into Vrindavan is by serving Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through Sankirtan. Congregational chanting and the collective endeavor to glorify the Supreme Personality of God. That is the meaning of the word Sankirtan. So, now it didn't stop there. Nityananda Prabhu is pointing out once again that how this Sankirtan, by serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is actually the real garment of bhakti. Raganuga, the word Raganuga means to follow a Ragasmita of Vrsa. Anuga means following. Rag means love. The devotees who have intense love for Krishna, pure love for Krishna, are called Ragasmita. The devotees of Vrindavan are Ragasmita. And to follow these Ragasmita bhaktas are known as Raganuga. This has been very elaborately explained by Śrīla Rūpa Goswāmī in Bhakti Rasāmrita Sindhu. Śrīla Prabhupāda translated that book as The Nature of Devotion. Very extensively this point has been, Raganuga Bhakti has been explained. Now, in following the Raganuga Bhakti, Rāga Anuga, devotees who have love for Krishna, following their footsteps, following them, is Raganuga. Now, who is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Krishna came as a devotee, but what is the specialty of his appearance? Krishna appeared with the mood of Srimati Radharani and the complexion of Srimati Radharani. So, Chaitanya, who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna in the mood of Srimati Radharani. So, following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu means following Radharani. And who is the greater devotee in Vrindavan than Srimati Radharani? So the real Raganuga Bhakti is to follow Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the way to serve Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the way to worship Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Sankirtan. So the process is perfect. What Srila Prabhupada is immaculate, perfect. Absolutely flawless. And in this way we can see that how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's line is actually flowing today through Srila Prabhupada and his teaching in the form of his International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Srila Prabhupada created a perfect institution. He has been specially assigned by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to further his mission, to complete his mission. And that is what Srila Prabhupada has done. Whatever Srila Prabhupada has done is the perfect arrangements designed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Anyway, to go back to our original point, Krishna appeared as Panchatattva, and in that Panchatattva, the devotee aspect of the Panchatattva is Shiva. The devotee appeared, or devotee came, in this pastime of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Narad Muni came as Shiva. Gaura Bhaktavinda. Shiva Shadi Gaura Bhaktavinda. All the Gaura Bhaktas headed by Shiva. Shiva Shadu appeared before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. He was actually contemporary of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's father. He was much elder, much older than Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was a resident of Sylhet, Srihatur, in Bangladesh now. It's in the eastern, one can say the easternmost part of Bengal, which falls in Bangladesh now. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's ancestor also, Jagannath Mishra, also came from that part of Bengal, Surat, Srihatta. And but then Srivastava migrated to Navadvipa to be near the bank of the Ganges. But actual purpose actually was to take part in Mahaprabhu's pilgrimage. So this is how Srivastava came and settled down here in Navadvipa. Srivastava Thakur had four other brothers. He had one elder brother and three younger brothers. His elder brother is Nalini, and Nalini Pandit, and his daughter was Narayani Devi, who received Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. And Vrindavan Das Thakur appeared as Asam. But his three other younger brothers are Sri Ram, Sri Pati, and Sri Niti. These four brothers became very good devotees. They were extremely devoted to Sri Krishna. And they used to chant the holy name all the time, especially at night. When everything became quiet, they used to loudly chant the holy name. But as a result of that, the neighbors used to feel quite disturbed. They couldn't sleep at night. And they were very upset. They used to curse them. Sometimes they would say that these guys don't have food to eat, therefore they can't sleep at night. And that's why they're making all this racket. So Srivastava Thakur and his brothers were totally unperturbed. So these people became continued to blaspheme. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was much younger when he was born. It has been described in Chaitanya Charitamrita that Srivastava Thakur and his wife Malini Devi went to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was born, they were already Srivastava was already married, quite an elderly, much senior to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dealing with Srivastava, was quite interesting. Mahaprabhu used to make jokes with him, make fun of him. Sometimes Srivastava used to express his discontentment that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nimai Pandit, is such a brilliant personality. But unfortunately, he doesn't have any devotion to Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his early days was not at all inclined to spiritual life. He was absorbed in scholarship. He was an extremely brilliant person. Navadvipa at that time was the place of Nyaya, logic. Logic means argument. And word juggling, expertise in word juggling. They would juggle the words in such a way, and the more expert one is, the more he would be able to establish his point. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to get into debate with others. You challenge, come. Prove that the sun rises in the west. How is it possible? Sun rises in the west. Just to give an example, you take a point, and Mahaprabhu would establish that through his logic and argument, you establish that what he is saying is right. And then, after his opponent was defeated, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would make the point what they could have used to defend their point, and he could completely counter his point that he established. So he has an extremely brilliant personality. Of course, he is the Supreme Personality of God. He can make the sun rise in the west if he wants to. And so this is how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to spend his time in his early youth. And Shivaji Pandit used to lament that Himai Mandir was such a brilliant person. It would be so nice if he could become a devotee. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to force everyone to get into debate. Therefore, sometimes Shivaji Thakur used to avoid Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If he saw that Himai Pandit is coming from this side of the road, he would just change his course and go the other way. So one day Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stopped him. He said, "Shivaji, why are you avoiding me? Why do you run away when you see me?" And then he said, "Then Himai, you're just wasting your time. Unnecessary word juggling. Nine. But the education, learning, is meant to receive Krishna Bhakti. Shesha Vikar Paul, Janiha Vishwai, Krishna Bhagavad Bhagavad Gita Jitra Bhakti. Remember, the purpose of education is to develop attachment to the lotus feet of Krishna." And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very humbly admitted that if you bless me, and maybe someday I'll become a devotee also. Because devotion is achieved only by the mercy of the devotee. If you bestow your mercy upon me, then there will be someday I'll become a devotee. And that's what actually happened. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Gaya and to perform his father's rites. And there he took initiation from Ishwarpuri. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was totally transformed. He was displaying such intense love for Krishna. He was so absorbed in his love for Krishna that he started to behave like a madman. And when he was brought to Navadvip, Mayapur, everyone thought that he became mad. Sachidevi was so concerned, she was crying, "What happened to my son? He has become mad." So one day, she called Shivaji. "What happened to my son? If you can do something." And Shivaji saw Chaitanya. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Shri Shivaji, what happened to you? My humors, that is, the body has different air, human body, and the imbalance of this air causes madness. Therefore, it is called the disease of air. Madness is considered to be a disease of air. And it is that due to imbalance of different humors in the body." Roughly. So, second one to look. Let's see. I'm suffering from this disease. Then Shivaji said, "I wish I could take action of your wisdom. Please give me just a fraction said he, he said Shivaj, if you told me that I became man, then that would be very painful to me. There is a way the whole world comes to me to be man, but if you, the devotee of the Lord, consider the beautiful devotion to the Lord in my life. And in this way, the Sankirtan started. Mahaprabhu Sankirtan started. And where did it start? It started in Shivashankar. And during the night, they would chant the holy name. And Mahaprabhu ordered that no unqualified individual should come to the Sankirtan and spoil our mood, to keep the door locked. Only the devotee should get entry, non-devotee should not get entry. So that's what was happening. This Sankirtan was exclusively meant for the devotees of the Lord. And they, throughout the night, they would chant the holy name. And just as after them, although they dance throughout the night, but the devotee will appear just a fraction of a second, as if the whole night just went by like a flash. The same thing used to happen to the devotee of Mahaprabhu Sankirtan, Sankirtan Shivashankar. But someday some inquisitive individual trespassed into the Sankirtan. One such individual was Shivash's mother-in-law. Shivash's mother-in-law one day slipped in and stayed in their hiding in one corner. But then Shivasha, when Mahaprabhu started the Sankirtan, he said that today the moon is not here. It is being hampered. What is happening? I am not really experiencing the bliss tonight. Then everyone became quite concerned. So Shivashankar started, he realized that someone must have just, some unqualified individual must have trespassed. So he started to look around everywhere. And he found his mother-in-law hiding in one corner. And he just threw her out of the house. Get out of the house. You are destroying, you are disturbing Mahaprabhu's womb or something. And this was the intention to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Even his mother-in-law did not mean anything. What to speak of his mother-in-law? One day, when Sankirtan was going on, his only son left his wife. Shivashankar heard some sound of crying from inside, a suppressed sound of crying. So he went inside and he found that the women in the house are sitting around the body of his dead son. And they're trying. They are trying to restrain their cry in separation. And Shivaji told him, stop crying. Because if Mahaprabhu Sankirtan gets disturbed, then I'll just jump into the Ganga and give up the body. So they stopped crying. But Mahaprabhu said that something was wrong. He said, what happened? What happened? Today my mood is being, I'm not experiencing that joy of chanting. Then Nityananda, Shivash, his only son, has left his home. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Shivash, how can you be so cruel? Your son died and you never told him. And you are allowing us to carry on with us chanting. And Shivashankar said, let my son die. Let everybody die. hear something clearly, anything comes as hindrance, I'm not going to talk. If anyone is there as hindrance to your sannyasin, I'm not going to talk. Because the only thing that matters to me is your pleasure and your shame. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went inside, and he told the boy, he said, boy, you are lying there. My dear son, why did you leave your father? Where did you go? Come back. And the departed soul came back. He opened his eyes and said, sat up and said, yes, I was destined to be here for a while during my journey to your lotus feet. And now I'm going back to your lotus feet. And then Mahaprabhu said, okay. And in this way, Shivaji's son achieved his ultimate perfection. So these words, this is how Shivaji had to display his love for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his involvement in the Sanskrit movement. His relatives didn't matter, his son died, didn't matter. Only thing that matters is the pleasure of the Supreme Personality of God. Another wonderful incident took place in Shivashankar's house during Sankirtan. One day when Brahmachari came, who used to drink only milk. And so Shivashankar wanted to take part in Sankirtan. So Shivashankar thought that, well, he's a person in a mode of goodness. He drinks only milk and doesn't take anything else. So he allowed him to come to the Kirtan. And that day also Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that there is something wrong. Something is causing some hindrance to some Kirtan. Then Shivashankar went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and asked Shivashankar, maybe this is the person who is causing the disturbance. This person is causing the disturbance. Because I thought that he is a person who only drinks milk. And he's a brahmachari. So I allowed him to come. And Mahaprabhu said, this austerity, kindness, and all this, none of this is a qualification to achieve devotion. And Mahaprabhu asked him to leave. And this person, before leaving, he begged Mahaprabhu's mercy. He realized, a fortunate soul, he realized his mistake. He begged Mahaprabhu's mercy. And very mercifully, Mahaprabhu placed his lotus feet on his head. Another wonderful incident is, one Brahmin became very upset that he was not allowed in the Sankirtan in Shivashankar's house. And he cursed Nimaikundu. One day he saw Nimaikundu. He cursed him. That you lose all your material attention, all your possession. I curse you that you become a sannyasi. Mahaprabhu became ecstatic. So what a blessing. Thank you very much. And so this is how Mahaprabhu eventually took the man, apparently as a result of the curse of his family. Shivaji Thakur was a very, very wonderful person. An extremely example of devotion. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also displayed his wonderful affectionate relationship towards his devotee. anyone who offended Sri Ramakrishna will be deprived of Mahaprabhu's mercy. There was some offender. Anyway, before we go into this offender, one incident I want to describe, which is also very significant. When the Sankirtan used to go on in Sri Ramakrishna's house, the people started to blaspheme. And people also expressed their concern that these people are going to report to the Muslim king, and he will come and create a disturbance. And something like these people, they are saying that they will throw your house, they cut the, they take your house and throw it in the Ganges and drive you out of this village, and all kinds of threats. So, as a result of that anxiety, Sri Ramakrishna started to worship missionary. Because missionary is the one who removes all the impediments from the path of devotion. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the super soul, he found out that Sri Ramakrishna is worshiping missionary out of his anxiety. So he went to Sri Ramakrishna's house and he kicked open the door of his temple and he roared like a lion. Sri Ramakrishna, see the one whom you are worshipping is standing before you. And he just pointed out, don't worry, I am here. Let's see who can be able to do. Let's see who can do any harm to the Sankirtan movement. Don't have any anxiety. I am here. And saying that, he sat down on the altar to indicate that he is that Supreme Personality of God. Mahaprabhu also displayed his Mahaprakash Lila in Sri Ramakrishna's house, where he showed himself as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he allowed everyone to do the Abhishek and worship him. This all happened in the house of Sri Ramakrishna. So this way we can see what a special devotee Sri Ramakrishna actually became. After Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, Sri Ramakrishna didn't live in Navadvip anymore. Because everywhere there were memories of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So it became very, very difficult for him to stay here. So he left Navadvip and went to Kumaradi. Kumaradi also is the place of Ishwar Puri. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on his way to Vrindavan, on his way to North Bengal actually, because he didn't go to Vrindavan at this route, from Kamehameha Shala he came back. So on his way, he stopped at Ishwar Puri place, and Sri Ramakrishna was there. And he was in a very, very pacific, his condition was very pacific, due to the separation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He left all interest for everything. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him, Sri Ramakrishna, how do you maintain yourself? How do you maintain yourself? How do you just bring in the money that you needed to maintain yourself? Sri Ramakrishna said, I don't care. And I don't have any interest for anything else. Because you are made everything and you left. And at that time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu assured Sri Ramakrishna, Lakshmi Devi is wrong taking from the Ganges. He will not have any safety in the house. And you are so dear to me that even the cats and dogs of your house are also such a mercy. In this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu displays his unusual attachment. So today Srila Thakur is at the end of the day, a very special day for us. A day to remember Srila Thakur and his wonderful pastimes with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And on top of everything, this is the place where all this happened. If we came here 500 years ago, then we'd be able to see all these pastimes. The place is the same, only the time is different. But if we can move on time, then if we can go back 500 years ago, 500 years back, then we will see all these wonderful things are happening right here. So this is, and this pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is continuously going on. Atta Vihanikta Lila, Kali Gauru Rai, Kono Kono Mahaprabhu Mani, Deshivari Pani. Still today, Gauru Rai, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is performing his pastimes. Some fortunate soul can get to see them. So, like, who are those fortunate souls? Those fortunate souls are those who have freed their hearts from all their material attachments and have become situated in pure spiritual practice, pure spiritual consciousness. Therefore, now it's up to us how sincerely we can purify our hearts and develop your Krishna consciousness. Srila Shivaj Thakur ki. Srivaj Thakur's appearance day celebration ki. Both in Mahamandali. Today is also the disappearance day of our very dear brother Srila Shihar Swami Maharaj, who on this very auspicious day, in this very auspicious place, left his body. Maharaj's aim to my goal. Actually, he was in Canada, and the doctors told him that he should not go here. But Maharaj was persuaded to come to my book. And he took it seriously. So he took that persuasion and he decided to come. No matter what. His health condition was so bad that he couldn't actually, he was not meant to take such a long flight from Vancouver all the way to my home. And arrangement was made for Maharaj to travel from Vancouver to London, to stop in London for a day, and then he came to my home. Soon before the my home festival, Gokulma festival. And this place was filled with devotees from all over the world. And that year was a very special year also in my book, because the Pashadakshas were taking stone that year on the Gokulma day. So thousands of devotees came. I remember from Russia alone, 2,000 devotees came. We had about 10,000 devotees in my book that year. So when Maharaj came, like it was a festival, so to say. The devotees, we all were waiting for Maharaj's car to come. And he came here. The devotees were chanting. The car was moving even slower than walking pace. And he came at the darshan of the day king, Radha Madhava. Surrounded by thousands of devotees chanting from the most darshan of Radha Madhava, Prabhupada Mishinda, and Panchatattva. And his desire actually won. And he was really praying because he knew that he had only a few days left. And he was praying that he could stay till the Panchatattva installation. He wanted, that was one of his last desires, that he wanted to see the Panchatattva installation. And not only did he see Panchatattva installation, he even bathed the Panchatattva himself during the Abhishek. And then, on this very auspicious day, after Mayapur festival, Sri Maharaj stayed on. He decided to get to Mayapur and to leave his body there. And he stayed here on this very auspicious day. And a very auspicious time of the day also, Brahma Muhurta, soon after Mangalarati, Maharaj left his body here. And he, in this way, he has become an eternal resident of Shrihan, Mayapur. In this way, he entered into Krishna Nitya Lila, eternal consciousness. Today, Maharaj is disappearing in space to be celebrating. And I think, what is the program? Okay, no, no, wait. Pantikatta? Or in the intent room? Upstate? Okay. At 10 o'clock, the offering and glorification will take place by the devotees. From 10 o'clock, 2, 10 to 10 to 11, 30, 10 to 11. It must have been announced in the morning. Shri Vishnu Swami Maharaj Ki Gopinath Ji Ki Shri Prabhupada Ki Shri Shri Radha Madhava Shiman Mahaprabhu Sakti Vrinda Ki Shri Shri Prabhupada Mishinda Ki Shri Shri Panchakarma.